Is it possible to engineer our way out of the climate crisis? Some entrepreneurs want to shoot particles into the stratosphere to combat global warming. Experts say regulations on this technology aren't keeping up. The world of solar geoengineering on the latest episode of The Sunday Story from NPR's Up First podcast.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Day two of testimony in former President Donald Trump's hush money trial resumed with the longtime publisher of the tabloid The National Enquirer back on the stand. David Pecker telling jurors he had promised to be Trump's eyes and ears during his 2016 presidential campaign, agreeing to help suppress harmful stories, even arranging to purchase a doorman's silence. NPR's Amanda Bustillo has been covering the trial. She says court proceedings began with a heated exchange between the trial judge and Trump's lead lawyer over a gag order, which prosecutors maintain Trump's violated.
Prosecutors asked Mershon to impose a $10,000 penalty and asked them to be removed and warned Trump that incarceration is an option for violating the order. Trump's lawyer argued that Trump was simply defending himself. Now, Mershon has not issued an order yet, but he did seem impatient with Trump's team, at one point warning that they were losing credibility when they kept insisting that Trump is just trying to be careful with the order.
NPR's Jimena Bustillo. Demonstrations against Israel's war in Gaza continue across the country. In New York, protesters are criticizing the arrests of more than 100 students and faculty at NYU. Reporter Gwen Hogan reports from near the protests.
Hundreds of students and faculty convened at Washington Square Park across from NYU campus, repeating calls for NYU to divest from Israeli interests. NYU administrators said they'd warned students to clear the plaza and that several anti-Semitic incidents had been reported. But students and faculty at the protest contested that characterization. They say hours before the crackdown, students had participated in a Passover Seder, and demonstrators of all faiths were occupying the plaza. Reports of intimidation of Jewish students at protests across the country have prompted widespread calls for university officials to punish those making anti-Semitic statements. For NPR News, I'm Gwen Hogan in New York.
President Biden will deliver the commencement address this year at Morehouse College. From member station WABE, Sam Greenglass reports the speech at the historically black institution in Atlanta will give Biden a platform to speak to young voters of color, but can also spark protests.
Georgia and its young and diverse voters will be key to Biden's plan to return to the White House. In an effort to appeal to younger voters, Biden has sought to promote his efforts to relieve student loan debt and address the climate crisis. But frustration with his stance on the war in Gaza has led some young supporters to sour on him. Georgia Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock said he's proud Biden will address his alma mater. But last month, students from local HBCUs walked out during Warnock's sermon at Ebenezer Baptist Church to protest the war. Biden is also slated to speak at the U.S. Military Academy commencement later next month. For NPR News, I'm Sam Greenglass in Atlanta.
A second straight day of gains on Wall Street, the Dow up 263 points. This is NPR. Colorado's Democratic governor has signed a bill that makes it illegal to try to serve as a fake elector to the Presidential Electoral College for the state. From Colorado Public Radio, Benta Berkland reports Democrats are responding to efforts in 2020 by supporters of former President Trump to certify alternative slates of electors.
In Colorado, it will now be a crime to conspire to submit electors who intend to vote for a presidential candidate who did not win the popular vote in the state. Democrats in Colorado say after what happened in 2020, it's important to define a fake elector in Colorado's criminal code. Georgia, Nevada, and Michigan are prosecuting people who submitted certificates naming themselves to the Electoral College based on false claims that former President Donald Trump won those states in the 2020 election. Republican leaders in the state call Colorado's new law unnecessary. For NPR News, I'm Benta Berkland in Denver.
Baltimore officials say they expect to open a deeper channel for commercial ships to enter and leave the port of Baltimore on Thursday. It is a major step in reopening a maritime shipping hub that's been closed since last month's collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge after it was hit by a container ship. Officials say the new channel will be 35 feet deep, allowing 5 of 7 cargo vessels that have been stuck at the port since the collapse to leave. It's hoped efforts to clear debris continue. The port's main 50-foot deep channel could be opened next month. Crude oil futures prices were higher, oil up $1.46 a barrel to $83.36 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.
Listen to this podcast sponsor-free on Amazon Music with a Prime membership or any podcast app by subscribing to NPR News Now Plus at plus.npr.org. That's plus.npr.org.